The following comes to UMN Radio from the Voice of America.
I'm Ira Melvin in Washington with Time for Technology. Women still lag far behind men when it comes to careers and the fastest-growing technology fields. Despite more than a half million job vacancies in the United States in technology-related fields, recent studies show fewer than 20% of women will pursue careers in science, technology, engineering, and mathematics, or STEM for short. Two sisters in Maryland are trying to change that. And as VOA's Christina Casado-Smith reports, they started their own summer camp to get more women interested in STEM careers by teaching young girls that technology and science can be fun.
She's barely older than her students. Recent high school graduate Cindy Shi has devoted her entire summer to teaching young girls how to program robots.
At Spaghetti Robotics, I teach girls how to program using robotics. And I think it's very important for girls to do this because it's an innovative but also very interesting way for girls to program.
Cindy Shi and her sister Wendy Shi are co-founders of Spark IT, a program to help young girls compete with boys for careers in science and technology. Girls between the ages of 10 to 15 spend 2 weeks learning the basics of coding. The students must program a spherical-shaped robot to successfully navigate a series of obstacles. Their tools, an iPad, and a lot of mathematics, says Wendy Shi.
When you program the robots, you have to know how fast the robot rolls, how long you want the robot to roll, and together how far the robot will roll. So that requires multiplication, mathematics, and a basic understanding of distance and time.
Along the way, they'll run into programming glitches and learn to fix bugs.
Sometimes they're accurate, but sometimes they're not that accurate. So when we have to program it, we have to try it out a lot of times.
For some students, challenge is part of the fun.
Well, I've always liked coding, and I've done Lego robotics, and then when I heard about this program, I'm like, wow, coding seems fun.
Cindy Shi hopes the girls will think twice before saying no to a STEM career.
The biggest challenge is that girls have the mental thinking that they are not capable or they are not good or smart enough. And that is definitely not true. And I think that's the main problem that girls have, is that they think that technology is often for boys.
Christina Casillas-Smith, VOA News, Gaithersburg, Maryland.
Thanks for listening to Time for Technology. I'm Ira Melman in Washington. Make sure you check out our website at voanews.com.
That was a program from the Voice of America.